Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Final game of October. It's already upon us, and the Sabres need to close it out with their first road win of this still reasonably young season. It's game 11 tonight with Marty and Brian. They've already dropped one in Boston. So the opportunity tonight is extend this run of points in six of the last seven to make it points in seven of eight. And get that first victory against Boston. What's your early outlook?
My early outlook is positive, encouraging. I think this will be a game where the Sabres are going to go into Boston and start well, finish well. I think what happened last game against Columbus, Columbus is a good team. Columbus is a really good team. And the fact that the first period went the way that it went was a little concerning because they had played so well in the first period of the previous games. But now I think they're going to put a stop to that, go in Boston, and put them away early. So that's my early outlook, positive, encouraging. And I'm going out on a limb here. That will be like a 5-1 game. Sabres are going to win. They'll take a 3-0 lead at some point in the game. Like, that's how I see it.
Their start in Boston earlier this year was one of the more troublesome ones that prompted some very strong words from the coach. Tonight, he'll likely go with Alex Lyon based on how the limited morning skate, you know, presented itself. But also, and that in itself is something that did we ever discuss it on air, or was it more off where I said, like, I would ride Lyon repeatedly?
I think it
here?
Was on air yesterday. I think you said you would
ride yesterday
Lyon.
The debate was about Tage Thompson at center. So it definitely wasn't yesterday. But off air, I remember asking
Tuesday.
You.
Maybe it was Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, either
when we
way.
Ride the arena.
I would keep going with Lyon because there's no back-to-backs. But and so that may well happen. But what will happen for the first time is Jordan Greenway gets back in. It's his first game of the season. He's coming off multiple surgeries. He missed a couple of months in season last year, and then came back only to miss the end of the season and obviously needed more work to get healed up mid-body. Will we see the Terminator version of Greenway from here on out?
He said he's been put back together like the Terminator. So, yeah, I think so. You know, I saw him at practice on Tuesday morning, the morning skate, and there was a big smile on his face, and I think he sensed that he was getting close and getting ready. And what I'm seeing out of the Sabres the last few games is Lindy Ruff really, really trusting the line that was Dunn, Krebs, and Malenstein to really get physical, to get some forecheck. So a player like Jordan Greenway is a physical presence, is a guy that can get on the forecheck. Now, you know, when you're dealing with core injury, Duffer, a lot of time that's going to affect your skating. That's going to affect your physicality. So that's why when Jordan Greenway is not 100% healthy, it affects his game. Mm-hmm. But if he's ready to go now, and listen, if he wasn't 100%, they'd wait. They wouldn't rush him to come back if he was not 100%. But now he's 100%. He's back in. I think we're going to see the best version of Jordan Greenway. And yes, it was surprising and a little disappointing that they said he had to get another surgery in the summertime to continue to fix what was ailing him. But I do feel this is going to be the best version of Jordan Greenway we're going to get. And I can see some crash, boom, bang in the game tonight.
There is a positive yet unexpected wrinkle to this conversation. In past times, his return would have prompted a discussion about a potential boost to the penalty kill.
Yes.
But the penalty kill is ranked number one in the league. So where does Greenway fit in this particular piece of the puzzle?
Well, I don't know that you necessarily have to force him into the penalty kill to start, right? You already know that McLeod and Tuck have been really killing. You can have Quinn, you can have Benson, you can have Malenstein out there, you can have Greenway. Maybe you're rotating three pairs of penalty killers as opposed to relying on maybe mostly two. And it also depends on how the game is being played. Mm-hmm. If all of a sudden, you know, you're not taking penalties and you don't have to worry about finding him the ice time, then don't worry about it. Now, if there's a lot of power plays and a lot of penalty kill and you feel like, hey, I'm losing some guys here, then mm-hmm. put him in that position. But I wouldn't force him. I think that your McLeod Tuck is your top penalty kill pair. And then after that, if you want to see if Greenway can fit in, well, put him out there once in a while, but I wouldn't really change the way that the rotation has been just to fit in a piece when something has gone so well.
With your confident statement off the top, what am I to believe you think of the Boston Bruins? Because they have won 2 of 3 after a very rough stretch, but even within the 2 of 3, they had a brutal night at the start of the week in Ottawa.
Yeah, well, they lost to the Ottawa Senators 7-2. They also lost to the Anaheim Ducks 7-5 earlier, like in that stretch. The way that I see the Boston Bruins go, and unfortunately, the Sabres were not scoring goals in the first three games of the year. They got one goal on Boston, losing 3-1. This is why I think that this is a team now that has found some offense, the Sabres. And Pittsburgh is a team that has given up a ton of goals. You know, when Ottawa came into Buffalo, Buffalo decided to explode. They got 8. It was like, go, go, go. I feel like the Boston Bruins are the same, maybe defensive vulnerabilities and deficiencies that maybe Ottawa's shown a little bit. It looks like we're going to get Jonas Korpisalo in net, not Jeremy Swayman. I think the Sabres are going to get their goals. And that's why. That's what I think of the Boston Bruins. It's not a good defensive team. Their group of defense is not good at all, in my opinion. That's like one of the reasons why I'm thinking they're not a good defensive team. When you're looking at McAvoy, yes, he's good. And Zadorov, physical. But I think that they struggle with the rest of their group. So for me, that's an issue.
Well, Hampus Lindholm did not play in the first meeting, and Boston won. He is back after being in the lineup against the Islanders. He's played 4 games this year on the blue line after a very, very shortened season last year due to injury. Bruins are 3-1 with Hampus Lindholm in the lineup. And Elias, by the way, Lindholm is off to a good start along with
yes.
Dean Pastrnak and company. So it's interesting because you're still in this stage where it's not enough games played for most teams in the NHL to have a super strong opinion about what they are. And the fact of the matter is, you know, there's not a lot separating most teams in the Eastern Conference. So no. I'm a little surprised at your statement and expectations.
Well, this is maybe wishful thinking. That's what I want to see. Like, I'm not going to say if they go out and win 2-1, I'm not going to be disappointed. Right. If they have to go to overtime, win 3-2, I'm not going to be disappointed. I want to see a Sabres team, after what happened Saturday against the Toronto Maple Leafs, up 3-2, give up a goal, and then losing overtime. What happened against Columbus, 3-2, give up a late goal, overtime again. Mm-hmm. I want to see a team that's going to kick themselves in the rear end and say, you know what? We're not going to let that linger. We're going to make a point here of how we want to play, how we can play, and what we're going to do. And in a team that's a vulnerable team, the Boston Bruins. So that's my wishful thinking in the way that I see that one.
Well, do you make anything of the fact that in this home-heavy October that Buffalo is 0-3 on the road so far?
No.
Like the games were in Boston and Montreal and in Toronto.
Yeah.
And obviously, from a divisional standpoint, you would like to have secured more points than just the one.
Yeah. And I felt like the Sabres were there and all of them, like, you know, Boston was 3-1. It was really a 2-1 game. Montreal, you know, it was a 3-2 game. You get yourself back in the game. So I feel like they were in all of those games. But again, that comes down to, like, having that mentality of, you know, we're not going to let games slip away when we have it in our hands, and we're going to fight to get back in the games. And look, do I think that in all of those three games, the Sabres could have won all three of them? Yes. But the way that it played out, you're not always going to, you're not going to go 82-0. You're not going to go 41-0 on the road. But if you only win one of them, if you go into Boston and win one, or in Toronto and win one, or if you get back in the game and go and win it in OT in Montreal, then all of a sudden you're 1-2 on the road with a chance to go 500 on the road tonight. Like, it's a big difference. I feel like that was, I'm encouraged. And I went and got my hair cut today. You know, I've talked to the barber. He's like, the games, he was at the Florida game. He's like, that was fun. I love that. Like, I feel like the games are fun. There's a lot of energy. You know, what we saw against Columbus the other night, Bills night, Tuesday night, it was fun. I am encouraged with the way this team is going after an 0-3 start that saw them only score 2 goals. And I look at those three games on the road, Boston, Montreal, Toronto, and I'm like, oh, I wanted one of them, at least, maybe two. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I want to go into that locker room tonight and just give them my sense of positivity and go, let's go. Like, this is November's around the corner. That's when you have to make that first stride forward into a, like you said, an Eastern Conference, especially an Atlantic Division, that's all over the place.
And with Greenway coming back in tonight, Coach Lindy Ruff did mention that Noah Oslin will, head back to Rochester.
Yes.
We'll have more on the Amerks coming up. That was part of the discussion yesterday when it pertained to, you know, center ice position. it's worth reestablishing that, you know, the group is without Josh Norris, Tyson Kozak, and center/winger Justin Danforth. So it really has changed the options for the position since the start of the season. So I think it's reasonable, as we suggested yesterday, to assume that Peyton Krebs is going to get more minutes at center than just what we have seen him in his role. And again,
He's performed really well, Duffer. Like, he's performed well, Krebs.
Yeah, I mean,
he's done his job.
Yes, but I think even, like most players, you know, the media asks about them. Like, Ruff has been asked about more from Krebs potentially this year. And it ebbs and flows. Like, some games, yes, some games, no. And that's just the nature of 82 games, right? But, yeah, I still think there's more to give offensively from Krebs.
Well, that's the thing. When you get 3 points and 0 goals in 10 games, you need to produce. You need to find the back of the net.
But he's not necessarily expected to in a fourth line role. But if he moves up a little bit, again, this is the trickle down from Norris not being there and why you discussed all the potential possibilities yesterday, which may or may not happen. Those are in-game adjustments. We just know this. They need to have a way better start in Boston than they did the first time there. And they need to have a better start than what they had against Columbus on Bills night. So it's a good week for
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
For trying to accumulate points, you try to jump on the Bruins tonight, and you try to have a big night here on Saturday on Hockey Fights Cancer Night. So you look at the schedule, it's Washington coming in to close out the week. It'll be the first game in the month of November. And then obviously we'll be talking a lot about Hockey Fights Cancer Night that particular night. It's Saturday at KeyBank Center, and you know, it's our favorite night, you know, certainly early season, but in general.
Yes.
You know, so scan the QR code on the screen. Look forward to getting down to KeyBank Center for Hockey Fights Cancer Night, sabres.com/HFC. Scarves, of course, adorn the seats when you walk in. And yeah, it's just, it's a different feel, and it's incredibly meaningful each and every time we go through this with our good friends at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center.
Normally, Duffer, I would say to the people, Armies at Canisius, go support college hockey in Buffalo. But it's Saturday night at 7 o'clock. At the same time, we have a Hockey Fights Cancer. So I'm going to say, come support us at the arena with Hockey Fights Cancer and listen and hear the stories that are going to be told, or catch it on MSG, because it's always one of those broadcasts where we have special guests and great guests, and it's going to be fun. But if somehow you want to go see West Point Black Knights play at Canisius on Saturday, well, go there as well. It's at Lecom Harbor Center.
Have they announced a starting goalie?
No, not yet. So depending on what happens Saturday night, I may be with you momentarily or for the whole night. Who knows? No, I'm going to be at the arena. I'll have my computer on and watching the college game as well.
So tonight is, you know, like the long-standing rivalry between Buffalo and Boston. Our poll on X caters to those of you who have found disdain in certain members of the black and gold over the course of time. So, Marty, lead us in here on your most hated Bruin of all time.
Okay, so most hated Bruin of all time. The poll is basically simple. It's Brad Marchand, Milan Lucic, Zdeno Chara, or others. And others, you reply who you want. Milan Lucic is leading the way. I voted for Milan Lucic. And most people would say, well, obviously, the Ryan Miller incident and everything. I hated Milan Lucic before that, and I wasn't even here in Buffalo when that happened, and I hated Milan Lucic after that. I remember covering a Montreal Bruins series that was 2014, I believe, and Milan Lucic scored an empty net goal from center ice and skated all the way down, pumping his chest, and then he jumped in the glass. It's an empty net goal, man. And I made the point. I was with Dreger and Ryan Rashad after the game, and I'm like he just added so much more fuel to the fire that Montreal is going to want. And sure enough, Montreal ended up winning that series in seven in Boston. Mm-hmm. But, and I remember walking into Montreal a couple of days later, and Sean Thornton walked up to me and he goes, oh, you're pumping your chest on TV now? You're pumping, like, with Lucic? And I'm like, Torts, it's entertainment. But, man, do I hate this guy. I hate that guy. And so, anyway, so Milan Lucic is my number one. He's actually leading the way right now, like, almost 70% of the votes. Now, I'll say this. There's a big generation gap as to this group of Chara, Marchand, and Lucic, and then others from the 80s and maybe even 70s. So I don't know, Duffer, who's your most hated?
I need to see the graphic once again for just how this poll is going. Because you know me, I tend to look at things sideways.
Like you had the side horn the other day.
And if you look at this one sideways. I think it's very appropriate who we're pointing out as the most hated Bruin of all time, and I'll leave it at that.
It's a bird. It's the bird. The bird's the word. It looks like a bird.
This is amazing.
But we're getting some great response in the chat. And John here says Brad Park for scoring that overtime goal. That's 1983 game seven. Uh-huh. What a series that was. You know, Sabres. What's that?
93 was better.
Well, 10 years later, that was May Day. Mm-hmm. But when you look at 83, you know, the Sabres take a 1-0 lead. They win game one. But it went like Sabres, Boston, Sabres, yeah. Boston. Then Boston took a 3-2 series lead and a 9-0 win game five. And mm-hmm. the Sabres came back in game six just to lose an OT in game seven. And Brad Park, yes, I can see how a lot of people that generation would hate Brad Park for that game seven goal in the second round of the playoffs.
But all those years later, not only May Day, but the Sabres' last trip to the Stanley Cup final in 1999, they beat Byron Defoe and the Bruins, you know, on route to the final there. It's almost a forgotten series based on, obviously, everything that transpired from yeah. losing in the final to Dallas, but having beaten Toronto to get there, right? Like there was, the Bruins stuff was just kind of like, okay, cool. And they moved on. But obviously that was a significant step in that direction.
So. I totally appreciate the Sabres winning against Boston that year, but I hated what happened after that because Boston had about four or five guys that they loaned to Providence after losing in the playoffs. And we played Providence in the Calder Cup final, and they had Landon Wilson and Cameron Mann and Aaron Downey, and like they had all those guys back from Boston, and they beat us in five. So, yes. So I hate the Boston Bruins for that. Like, how about you just send them to Cancun and leave your team alone? Like, we mm-hmm. would have been fine playing without those guys.
You know what I hate?
What?
Trying to watch an AHL broadcast from Belleville. It remains the worst feed of all time based on camera positions and lack of following the play. So it was not an easy watch of the Amerks last night, but it was made much easier by the fact they dominated from the look at this beautiful high wide camera where you can't tell a single player on the ice.
This is like live barn when people that watch youth hockey know what live barn is.
First 10 minutes of the game were shot from the upper corner of a rink through a doorbell cam. It was awful. Anyway, that's my rant for the day. And he's Zach Rozan had a multi-point game in front of Devon Levi. Rozan leads the AHL in scoring with 12 points in 8 games. Levi wins again. And the group is 6-2 as they get set for back-to-back games in Laval Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, and that's a good start for Devon Levi. Obviously, he's 4-0, 920 save percentage. And this is what you wanted to see out of him. There's still parts of his game that he's working on, but he seems a little bit more under control, mm-hmm. Which is good. And that's what is going to help him take a step. And now, look, they've got him. They got Tobias Lennonen. They got Georgiev. But they've found a way to give Levi a little bit more playing time now after mm-hmm. Luukkonen went down and played a game to get him going. He's the priority in his development and seeing where that goes. I still say this to this day, 1999, I was sent back down to Rochester, and I was not happy. And I'm sure Levi was not happy to see Georgiev sign and to see them pick up Colton Ellis and all of that. But at the same time, it's okay. What can you do with the opportunity that you're presented to yourself? I went down and started 6-0. Hasek got hurt. I was in Buffalo. That's not what I want for the Sabres, but for Levi, continue to play that way and prove to the Sabres that, well, they're going to have to make decisions down the road into next year because you're going to have to go on waivers next year if they don't want to keep you in Buffalo.
Darren Dreger coming up at the bottom of the hour, hockey insider from TSN, around the NHL from last night, real quick, because it was a one and done, especially emphasizing the final word of that as it pertained to the Maple Leafs. A rout by the Jackets over Toronto on their home ice, having won here in Buffalo the night before. And the Jackets have won 5 out of 6, a 6-3 win that was closer than actual fact. Toronto scored twice late to make it a 6-3 game. So tough finish for Elvis Merzlikins. They were on cruise control, and they give up a couple late. But it does lead us into your dazzled and disturbed.
Yeah, I'll say dazzled and disturbed. So dazzled for me, despite the loss for the Toronto Maple Leafs, and maybe it's easier to bring that up, is John Tavares scoring his 500 NHL goal. I mean, 500 goals is such an achievement. And I remember playing with John Tavares as a first-year player, first overall pick with the New York Islanders. And everybody's like, I don't know, you know, he's got great hands, but he doesn't have the foot speed. And what is that going to be like for a career? Well, not only does he have 500 goals, he has 500 points with two franchises. Only four players have had 500 points with two different franchises. So, yeah, John Tavares, 500 goal. There's not a lot going on with the Toronto Maple Leafs, but I'll say this, JT's still going, and he's got that competitive fire like his uncle, which we've seen with the Bandits for many championships.
I'm actually shocked that you picked this. I understand why, but a milestone moment could not be any more underwhelming than doing it when you're getting trashed 6-1. Do you know what I thought of when I saw him score? I thought when Mark Pesek scored his first NHL goal finally on home ice, and I think the score was about 8-3 at that time in favor of the New York Rangers.
Yeah.
Now,
remember
it was
Jeremy Roenick? Jeremy Roenick's 500 goal? It was a dump in off the dash.
That's a win.
It was a win. He got a star, but that was his 500 goal. Like he was celebrating like, 500 goals. The guy dumped it in off a dasher and it went into the net while the goalie was behind. It happens though, but it's still a milestone, and that's why I picked it. But I get what you're saying.
Anything real quick for disturbed?
Goaltending with the Leafs. I mean, that was Caden Primo, but man.
Yeah, but Joe Wall's coming back soon. So
Joe Wall's coming back, but Anthony Stolarz hasn't been great. And the amount of turnovers that the Leafs had last night. Like, this is a team that's been called out by their goalie. Anthony Stolar called him out. Then it was the coach that called him out. And now, like, who else is going to call him out? Maybe they were in the locker room watching the Jays, but the turnovers were bad. So that was disturbed, which I'm okay with. More disturbance up north in Toronto, the better it is.
Some blatant disrespect being shown to Charlie Coyle and Matthew Olivier for their four-point nights, not even qualifying as dazzling in your eyes. Sabres fans.
Olivier cross-checked. I don't remember who it was for the Leafs in the neutral zone and send them out. Like, I think that Good Morning Football may give Olivier an angry run. Vote for that. He literally went, and it wasn't a penalty. It was more of a body slam, like, get out of the way. And it led to a rush goal. It was incredible.
Sabres, as mentioned, are back home on Saturday for Hockey Fights Cancer Night, and we want you to find the matchups that work best for you and build out your 5-game pack today. Enjoy savings on single-game pricing, priority access to playoff tickets, and the flexibility to bundle your favorite games. Visit sabres.com/5 to purchase yours today. Darren Dreger from TSN is next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.